Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday. Staying through the break with us is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Two quick follow-up text messages came in during the break before we move on to business about the Iron Pig. Will this case be still heard then, you're saying, in Judge Hunter's courtroom once you guys hone or refine your pleadings? Is it going to still involve Public Act 233, or will it have a different approach to it?
No, it will be Public Act 233.
Okay.
Before that, there is an order that has to be signed from court last week, and in that order, it says these six things. Summary disposition has been awarded to the defendants, which is RWE. We have 21 days to amend our complaint. So really what we're going to do is we're going to go to court, and we're basically going to say we don't agree with this order. And we want clarification on the statement made by Judge Hunter saying that Public Act 233 has no relevance. So there will be a hearing on that. I don't know when.
Yeah.
Then we will basically start over again with a new hearing. So we'll get to resubmit our brief, and then we'll go back to court, starting the process over again. So we'll have a hearing on why he said PA 233 has no relevance in Otsego County. And then we'll get to
present your changed, refined pleadings in the case.
Yes.
Yep. Got it. Okay, so I'm pretty sure this... Kevin, does that answer your question? Text me yes or no. I greatly appreciate that. Bill wants to know, does this mean then, with this irrelevance of Public Act 233 over local zoning planning commissions, does this apply as a legal precedent that could apply across the entire state of Michigan, or is this only for Otsego County?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And ultimately, I don't believe that it is a legal precedent, though it does make an argument, right? So let's say that down in St. Clair County, they go into court and they're saying, hey, listen, you know, there's a ruling in Otsego County at a 46th Circuit Court that says that Public Act 233 has no relevance on local zoning. Now, attorneys can take this ruling and try and make that argument in front of another judge. Doesn't mean that it's going to hold a lot of water. They could take the pleadings and show that there was no oral arguments allowed in it.
Oh, you know, yeah. So
it can be used. I mean, that's why I put out a video the other day saying, hey, this is a huge court win in Otsego County for two reasons. One, we want people to know what happened. But at the same time, we want people to know that this law was so terribly written that a very good jurist in Otsego County couldn't make heads or tails of it, to the point he said 233 doesn't have any relevance when citing this industrial solar plant in Otsego County. That's also why we want clarification, because he never really said in the hearing why 233 doesn't preempt our local zoning ordinance. And many other questions he did not answer as well. He just merely made statements saying that there is no legal precedent to back that up. Honestly, Randy, it was sort of astonishing, some of the things that he said in that hearing, because I know that he is a good judge, and not just because he ruled favorably for me twice.
Yeah.
This is a guy that's been in Otsego County a while. He has a history. My attorney has history in front of him, and he was just as astonished. And that's what led us to believe that there's got to be more. He can't come out and say what he would like us to do, but he can certainly try and funnel us in a certain direction. And he's given us several steer. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. He's steering you in a different direction.
Yeah,
interesting.
Exactly.
Interesting. Well, business-wise, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. We know Elpenfest had reports, a lot of traffic, pretty good turnout this year.
Yeah, it seemed like downtown, I mean, we had gorgeous weather. I think it rained only just the one time, maybe Saturday.
Yeah.
But some of the nicest weather that we've had for Elpenfest for the entire week. Great traffic, great turnout downtown. We had some live music at the new location at the south end of town. Just to give people an alternative instead of, you know, going into town, into the traffic, they can come down to the south end, have some music outside. Good crowds for that all weekend long. We'll hopefully be doing that year after year as well.
Good, good, good. So pretty well attended at the south location, even though it was not really publicized and talked about that much. We got the word out enough, and we had some pretty good people, good show turnout there.
Yeah, you know, that venue is so darn big. I always want more people there. I mean, holy cow, we could pit 2,000 people or more in that entire area there. So, of course, I always want more. But, no, I'm very happy with the turnout that we had. The music we had, we had groups from Jackson, Michigan. We had groups from Grand Rapids. I mean, just high talent. It was very fun and a very good alternative. You know, we had a couple of class reunions.
Oh.
Are generally a big thing during Elpenfest. So we had a 20-year and a 30-year class reunion at the restaurant as well. So, yeah, very well attended and a very good time.
Good, good, good. Now, you, based on the location there, the south location, even though on the east side of the road, a lot of businesses, but across the street, you've got homes and people that live on the lake, Otsego Lake. Any problems, any complaints from the neighbors regarding music and noise? And how late did you basically guys go?
We went till 11 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. I'm sorry, Friday and Saturday, 10 o'clock during the week. I have had no complaints, knock on wood, from any of the neighbors going till 11 o'clock. Which is nice. Now, that's not to say that they haven't complained, but they haven't come over to me and complained.
Sure, sure, sure. Hey, Ian, you got to knock it off early. I go to bed at 9:30. Okay, nobody's done that yet. Okay, good. Well, one of the things, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because this venue, you're actively able to start scheduling events if people want to have parties, if they want to have business events, organizational events, outdoor right now with this weather we're having, and they're projecting. I talked to a couple of farmers in Antrim County this week, and they said they expect a real Indian summer this year. They're saying September, maybe even into October. We may not be getting the changing of the colors of the leaves until middle to late October into November this year. They're saying the summer is going to last pretty long. You can accommodate all those kind of events. Anybody that wants to basically sign out the pavilion, how does that work? Do you lease the space, charge a fee for the pavilion? How exactly does that work?
Yeah, great question. Generally, what we do is we charge a fee for the venue. Honestly, it depends on the event that's happening.
Okay.
You know, let's say you want to have a wedding out there, which absolutely can be done. Wedding venues go from anywhere from $2,500 up to $5,000. So in a situation like that, we would charge a nominal fee. Most likely because we're going to be doing the food out there and the alcoholic beverages and kind of stuff like that.
Sure.
Something different where we do a festival. There are production companies that come in and do mac and cheese festivals and taco and tequila festivals. That would be something where we would take a portion of the proceeds from ticket sales and not necessarily a fee up front. So there's different ways that we rent that venue out, but it's always with the idea that your event or that event we're going to be hosting is going to be a success. We would never charge somebody a fee that is going to make their event completely unsuccessful. So, for example, we're getting ready to do a harvest festival October 4th and 5th, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
We've got Oktoberfest that entire week, and then it's going to culminate in a harvest festival. So we're putting together, you know, a small petting zoo, bouncy house, bobbing for apples, pumpkin carving. There'll be a band there. Won't be a huge band, but there'll be some entertainment. Those kinds of things are what we plan to do in the future, along with craft and vendor markets. We've had crazy ideas about even putting an ice skating rink up there in the wintertime because it is so well lit and has music outdoors. Just about anything that we can think of or anybody else can think of to use that space, we absolutely are all for it.
Okay, excellent. And the best way to communicate with you guys is either call or go to the website, ironpicksmoke.com. Is that the best way to get the information?
Yeah, there is. In fact, there is an event. You can go right into our catering page, and you can click on a link that you can fill out a form to rent a pavilion. And you can just say, oh, you know, it's a political event, or, you know, it's a family reunion, or a wedding, or whatever it happens to be.
Got it. And then get the ball rolling, and then you guys start communicating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, one of the things that I'm hearing a lot about is especially the South location. A couple of people came for the fish fry. Talk about your fish fries on Friday night.
Yeah, fish fry, we do. What's really unique about our fish fry, of course, we use Atlantic cods, two-piece, I think it's $14.99, coleslaw, fries come with that. What makes our fish fry much different than everybody in our area is we deep fry in 100% beef tallow. Now, people are saying, well, yeah, okay, great. If you haven't tried French fries or anything fried in pure beef tallow, the flavor is wildly different. It's so good, and it's healthy for you versus the seed oils that everybody else is doing their fish fries in. That is one of the things that makes our fish fry so delicious, light, flaky, but also very unique. And we're not going to charge you an arm and a leg for it either. I mean, $14 for two-piece fish fry on a Friday night, have at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Well, I know you guys are doing the brunches thing too. Real quick on that.
Yeah, every Sunday we do brunch till 2 o'clock. We also do a build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. We actually are doing that Saturdays and Sundays now. It's become so popular. So excellent. Come on out Saturday, Sunday for breakfast, even though we're open 7 days a week for breakfast right now.
Excellent. Good job, buddy. I appreciate the information. Thanks for staying over the extra segment.
You betcha.
Final wrap-up. I've got a short story to get to. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price. There's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. And I wanted to get into this story real quick, but I got a couple of text messages I have to respond to first. So we're going to push this back to the next hour. That story, I'll wrap this up and then move on in the next hour. The First Congressional District Republican Committee is doing a fundraiser, and it's going to be 2 weeks from tomorrow, Wednesday, July 30th. In the afternoon, evening, down in McBain, Michigan. And this is going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy western barbecue. They're going to have live entertainment. They're going to have some great food. They got some great speakers lined up to come in and speak. And this is a fundraising event that's going to help them fund the hosting of the porch party at the Grand Hotel this September for the Michigan Republican Leadership Conference. Now, you know, this is an event that takes place every other year, the odd number years before an election. So, of course, September of 2025 really is kind of the kickoff, the launch, if you will, of the political season for next year's 2026 election. Now, this year, for some reason, a lot of these candidates have already come out and announced that they're running for governor, they're running for Congress, they're running for U.S. Senate. We've got a lot of people that have already announced, but they're not really campaigning. It's one of the reasons why we postponed our annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast that was going to be this Saturday till next year. This Saturday, the July 19th event has been canceled, and we have pushed it already to July 18th of next year, the third Saturday in July, because this is going to be just a couple of weeks before the August primary. And what my plans are is we're going to make this a governor and U.S. senator forum. Any of the candidates that are fully vetted, they got their signatures turned in, their signatures have been verified, they are legitimate candidates asking for our votes. Well, next year, July 18th, you'll be able to come and hear from these candidates, because we've already reached out to a couple of them, and they've already put it on their calendar. Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader John James has already responded. He attended actually our event a couple years ago when he was running for U.S. Senate. So Mike Cox hasn't responded yet. I'm waiting to hear a response from him. But also, believe it or not, Mike Rogers has already responded his campaign, and they put it on their calendar. They said, of course, it was subject to any other larger events that would be that same day. They reserved with a little caveat. They said, yes, we're RSVPing. However, if there's a bigger event in a more populated area downstate, we, of course, have to go there. But we will let you know with as much advance notice as possible. But for right now, we are the only event on his campaign calendar. So kind of surprised to that response so quickly, but we appreciate it. Now, one other thing, though, I want to mention, I want to get back to this so you understand. This September is the leadership conference, Michigan Republican Party. They've already started ticket sales. As a matter of fact, the early bird ticket sales have already expired. They're the full price. It's going to be a big event. A lot of people have already bought their tickets and plan on attending. I'm, of course, going to be taking the show on the road, and I will be broadcasting from the green room at the Grand Hotel on Friday of the weekend, and will be there throughout the day on Friday, and then I will pack up and come home. I don't go, even though people have asked me to attend Saturday as well. At this point, I don't plan on doing that, but we'll see. But the point is, on Friday, as people arrive to the island, they come to the Grand Hotel, they get registered, they get their credentials, they go up on the porch of the Grand Hotel, and the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee is going to be hosting the porch party, they call it. Well, one of the ways they do that is with financial dollars, donations, or the upcoming fundraiser event they're doing at McBain on July 30th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Vicki and I plan on attending. It's going to be a great event. And if you'd like the flyer, if you'd like the information, the details of the website, the phone number to the treasurer, if you'd like to see the address and, of course, everything that's going on and who the speakers are, simply text me first, number 1ST. I have the folder set up in my phone. If you text me the number 1ST, I'll send you the flyer, and you can come and be a part of it. Ticket prices are $50 an adult. Again, this is a fundraiser to help them raise money for the upcoming porch party that will be on the Grand Hotel's porch the Friday of the Michigan Republican Party Leadership Conference. So again, text me the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer and all the details. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same